Hi, I'm Josh Escovedo with Weintraub Tobin.
And I'm Scott Hervey with Weintraub Tobin. Welcome to another installment of The Briefing by the IP Law Blog. Before we get into today's topic, a couple of housekeeping matters that I just want to deal with. First, I want to apologize to our viewers. I've been looking at some of our old content, and the video quality and audio quality is absolutely atrocious. A lot of that has to do with the fact that we were remote when filming, and we were, you know, relying on some, at least in certain times, relying on pretty bad Wi-Fi. And we also didn't have certain settings enabled in our Zoom tool. So hopefully you're getting clearer pictures and better audio going forward. Second housekeeping item, I want to congratulate Josh on being made partner with Weintraub Tobin. So congratulations, Josh.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that.
So today, though, we're going to talk about UGGs, not like UGG, like something that you say when something doesn't go your way, but like UGGs, those cute furry boots that you see people wearing during the winter time. So this has to do with a trademark infringement action arising in Illinois, where it's nice and cold, and it involves Deckers that makes the UGG brand that's known well here in the United States, and a company called Australian Leather, which is using the UGG mark in connection with its own boots. Right, Josh?
That's right, Scott. Deckers sued Australian Leather for referring to its own boots as UGGs in violation of Deckers' federally registered trademark. And after a four-day jury trial in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, the jury agreed. They awarded $450,000 and granted an injunction precluding Australian Leather from selling any products that bear the mark UGGs in the United States.
$450,000 judgment. That's UGG. But, I mean, it sounds like it was a pretty straightforward case of infringement. What was Australian Leather's defense?
They argued that UGG is and has been generic since before Deckers began using it as a trademark.
For those of you that don't know, generic marks are not entitled to any protection under United States trademark law. Generic marks are words that are synonymous with a general class of product or service. This can occur because of a mark's popularity, like consumers continue to call this particular type of product, like a moving staircase, an escalator. Or it can also occur because the mark itself just simply refers to the product or service.
That's right, Scott. And according to Australian Leather, the district court erred when it applied the test that's used to determine whether a mark has become generic after initially being distinctive and or registered with the USPTO. According to Australian Leather, the court should have applied a Second Circuit precedent from a case called Harley-Davidson Inc. versus Grottinelli. And in that case, the test was used for a circumstance where the argument was that a mark cannot have trademark protection when it was generic before it was ever adopted by the trademark user as a trademark.
Okay, so Australian Leather argued that UGG was a generic term for boots even before Decker began using it as a trademark here in the United States. I can't really say that I agree with that.
Well, Scott, I guess that's because it's a little bit more nuanced than I initially stated. Australian Leather argued that the district court should have applied the doctrine of foreign equivalence, which requires that courts translate words from foreign languages when analyzing trademark issues. And in doing so, they should have held that the mark was generic in the United States because, according to Australian Leather, UGG is a generic term for these types of boots in Australia. Mm. And while Judge Shaw found that UGG is a generic term in Australia, he found that there is no evidence that Americans are familiar with this particular Australian usage. And for that reason, he refused to apply the doctrine. Australian Leather claims that the court erred by finding that the doctrine does not apply to generic words in a foreign country where the foreign country's primary language is English, and that the doctrine has no such exception.
So it seems to me that Australian Leather is really looking to expand the scope of the doctrine of foreign equivalence. It's more applicable to a situation where a word translates into a generic equivalent. For example, zapatos for shoes. I'm not certain it's ever been interpreted to apply to a situation such as the present.
I agree with that, Scott. It's going to be interesting to see how the Federal Circuit rules on the appeal.
All right, Josh. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast. And if you're interested in more content like this, please check out our YouTube channel and see our blog at theiplawblog.com.